But Messiah chapter 5, Mishnah 8. Okay, so you'll see there's a quite a lengthy background in the Kahati over here, explaining the concept of the prohibition of loaning a seah for a seah. And what that means, a seah is a certain amount, and a person is forbidden from lending a certain amount of wheat, let's say, to his neighbor or anybody else, on condition that the person pays them back a seah of wheat at some future point, at some point in the future. And the reason that that is the concern of the rabbis, it's a rabbinical decree, is that the price of wheat would go up. So when the person gets paid back the sale of wheat, what they're getting paid back is more valuable than what they loaned. And that's a quasi kind of interest. There are scenarios where it is permitted to lend a sale for a sale. And that is where the price of wheat is fixed. We know it's not going to go up, and therefore there would be no concern. And also where the borrower has a seah, at least one seah, that an amount of wheat already, that he could kind of like repay it back straight away. And he could even borrow many seahs against that one seah. But why that's permitted is because it's as if the lender already could like come and claim back the payment right now. And therefore, so it's as if it's his already, and therefore any increase in the price of the wheat is, it's the increase in the price of his wheat, if that makes any sense. It's a concept called yesh lo, that the borrower has, he has got what to pay back with, and that would be permit the loan. With that background in mind, malve adam es arisav chitin v'chitin lezera, man can loan to his sharecropper wheat for wheat for seed, meaning he can loan the sharecropper. So the way the sharecropper worked, just to remind you, is that the sharecropper would work the fields. He would plant the crop and looked after it, etc. And then they would share the crop, as the name implies, sharecropper. So over here, the sharecropper doesn't have seed. So the owner would give him seed, and he would seed the field. And then when it came time to share the crop at the end, the sharecropper would get whatever seed he loaned, he would get that amount less off his share of the crop. So that was permitted. The rabbis never forbade that kind of scenario. Avalo le'achol, but what they did forbade is the scenario where he was given the wheat to eat. And that's, as we said up above, that you can't loan a seah for a seah. Shehai Rabban Gamliel malve es arisav chitin b'chitin lezera. There's a story with Rabban Gamliel that he used to loan wheat for seed to his sharecropper. But Yoikev Huzloi Oi Bezul Vuhukru, and it was, whether it was cheap and became more expensive, whether it was cheap and then became more expensive, the price of wheat, no telim kashar hazol, he would take the cheaper price, Velob Mimnei Shalacha Kain, and that's not because this is the halocha, Ela Shiratza Lahachmir Al Atzmo, but this was because he wanted to be strict upon himself. So he, whatever way, whatever change there was in the price, he always worked it that he would like get the lesser amount. And that's not according to the halacha, because he could get paid back the amount of wheat that he loaned for seed. So he could get paid back more than he loaned if the value had gone up, but he didn't. He always took the lesser amount.